This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What about mobile phone service after big disasters, such as Superstorm Sandy in the East last fall? The aforementioned FCC has some hearings today in New York and New Jersey, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Hurricane Sandy knocked out about a quarter of the cell phone towers in the hardest-hit states. Andrew Adam Newman lives in New York's Greenwich Village. He just had time to post a horrifying video of rising water on his Facebook page before his phone went dead. Most of his neighbors were in the same boat. Newman says many of them wandered around like zombies trying to get a signal.
I saw people walking around the neighborhood just staring at their phones. They look like people who get metal detectors out and walk all over a football field looking for a nickel.
Harold Feld says it doesn't have to be this way. He's senior vice president of Public Knowledge, a nonprofit in Washington. He wants the FCC to force cell phone companies to sometimes share their networks.
These providers are used to competing with each other. So the answer in this case may be, okay, when an emergency comes down, you're all going to have to work together, whether you like it or not.
The FCC is expected to consider that issue today and also look at how well cell phone companies prepared for Hurricane Sandy. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.